Welcome back to the Discovering Forestry podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Corey Lofi, hanging out today at TCI Expo with our friend Joe Aitken. Joe, how you doing this morning?
I'm good, Corey. Good morning. It's kind of funny when you say live recording.
Yeah.
It's kind of when I can actually learn if that would fit, like a live recording.
In person.
In person live recording.
That's it.
So it's all kind of fun. But second day at TCI, a great guest today to talk to. I think one of my first questions is going to be, what happened to the A?
Well, that's a great question. What happened to the A at TCIA? So our first guest this morning is Amy T with TCIA, and that'll be the first question is, what happened to the A?
You guys hit me with the hard questions right from the jump, huh?
Yeah, so, welcome Amy, to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
I know ever since I can remember, you've been involved with TCIA.
Yes, okay. Forever.
Forever.
Forever and ever.
Give us a little background on your...
What's my origin story?
Yeah, let's know.
Yeah.
All the deets.
All the things.
You need to know.
So I've been with TCIA like 10 or 11 years, something in that space. Time is a little fluid for me at this point, post-pandemic. But my background's marketing and journalism and writing content.
Okay.
Right?
All right. No, so I can see that.
So I started in that space previously, and I came into TCIA to do content and social media. Back when social media was first starting.
Oh, yeah, it's something huge.
Huh? It's now. So I kind of came in and started and worked with the marketing folks to do blogs and Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff and got rolling on that.
So as it's freshly emerging, you were right there in the forefront.
Yep.
Or TCI.
Yep.
Again, we don't know what happened to the game, but we're going to get
there.
But no, that's awesome. So welcome this morning.
Thank you.
Let's lay back and talk about a great show.
Yeah, it has been. It's only my second TCI Expo, but it's nice. I can imagine the details and the time. Like we were just talking, this is kind of like the Super Bowl of the tree care expos.
Is there a bigger tree care show?
No.
International. I'm talking around the world. Is this it?
You're putting me on the spot there.
Yes, ma'am.
I like to say that we're the largest tree care trade show and conference
in the world. I think you're right.
I'm gonna go with it. I'm gonna own it.
Heavy is the crown.
Yeah.
So yeah. You spend a full year preparing for this. Can we run through a couple of the stats?
Well, I believe you've already started for next year before this one.
We're contracted out through 25 at this point. We plan literally years in advance.
Two, three years out.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
and you've watched this explode. I'm sure the first one didn't have nearly as many vendors. So how many vendors do you think we have this show, and then how many attendees as well?
Yeah, great question. So when we came to the show, we were at about 221 exhibitors, and then we had a couple last minute folks join us because they were seeing how everything was going. So I would say we're around 225 or so, give or take, exhibitors.
Wow.
And that's pretty, it's a little bit less than normal, just because our awesome international exhibitors couldn't join us because of the pandemic.
There's still some
repercussions.
I guess repercussions, or there's still logistics.
Better work.
Back and forth internationally because of that.
Correct.
And I think we're doing better. Like I said, Corey, you and I, we've had a chance to walk around 225 different vendors.
Correct.
All showing their state-of-the-art wares for urban forestry and agriculture. That's pretty impressive.
It is impressive. And something that I like about this show versus a lot of the smaller ones is if a company is going to unveil the next product or the next piece of equipment, they're doing it here first.
Yes.
Which is unique in itself. And from someone who has such a small, it's a large territory, but a small presence. We only have a few trade shows a year. This is awesome. This is kind of like, this is, once again, the Super Bowl. It's the pinnacle.
It really is. Yeah.
And I find it, you know, I have a lot of respect for Corey. Corey's a phenomenal arborist. And I find it hard to believe this is only your second one.
Well, you know, they like to keep the reserves. They like to keep me in the mountains, Joe.
So do I.
And you do the show. But no, I love coming here. And like I said, I've been here since you've been here.
Probably.
And you've always done an amazing job.
It's very kind.
Amy, what's your favorite part of the show?
Great question. Thank you. I mean, in most years, and this year especially, the best part of the show is actually just seeing my people, right?
Finally seeing people.
This is such an awesome, awesome industry, and that's why I've stuck around for 10 years. That's how my role has shifted. Everything has changed, but I love TCIA, and I love this industry because the people are the best. So when we come to Expo and I actually get to talk to you in person and connect and see what's going on in your life, that's where the magic happens.
Yeah, we are very fortunate to have a special guest, Brian Bruce, yesterday from Splitting Branches.
Yes.
So you think about it, that was part of our discussion yesterday. What an amazing brother and sisterhood that we have in the grain industry. And as you came in kind of green in the grain industry, like really not being part of the grain industry, you're in the grain industry now. You climb?
Not yet. Not yet.
Open saddle on?
I've been trying to get into the Women's Street Climbing Workshop. That's my in. That's what I'm going to work towards.
You shouldn't. That's one of our, after yesterday's conversation, that'll be one of our next guests is a couple of female climbers who have that as their focus.
Oh, my God. Like you said, it is a brotherhood and a sisterhood.
Yes.
So I'm excited for the day that you ascend into your first Sequoia.
Me too. I rock climbed a lot in my youth. So we'll see how that translates. I don't know.
It's getting any younger.
I know.
And we actually talked about that in a previous recording, is some of the similarities between rock climbing and tree climbing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in rock climbing, you know, the rope is there if you need it. Yeah. In tree climbing, you're working off of the rope.
Yeah, you're online the whole time. Well, you should
be. You should be, at least one line.
We were out in California, and it was funny. We're ascending into the redwoods. And once you get into the canopy, it's like a different world. And one of our climbers that was with us, I don't want to put his name on there, but he actually, because you go up in a settler, then you have to walk in, land your dam, and then you have to set your own line because it was really set through a settler. He got up there, and it was just so vast up there, so big, that actually unclipped without landing at least 250 feet in the air. We're looking at him, and he's just like walking down the back. So one of the other climbers reached over and slapped his lanyard on his D-ring just to say, hey.
Yeah.
And then he realized what happened.
It's easy to get carried away too. You know, I think when you're in an amazing tree, an amazing environment, or even like at this expo, it's easy to get kind of transported to another world.
Yeah, for sure.
Where, you know, like Joe and I, we've only seen each other in person for, what, this is the second time in 3 years.
Yeah, again, because of the pandemic. COVID. And I love the fact that we're going in the right direction. The world's figuring things out. We can get back together. But the good thing about, I guess if you have to find a positive about everything that happened in the last couple of years, is the way we can connect. I would say, you know, I'd give a shout out to Zoom.
Yeah.
What a platform, man. They took it on the chin and they never buckled once. And it's amazing how well we connected.
Absolutely.
So you've had to deal with less in person.
Yeah. Yeah, we learned a lot. We tried a virtual trade show conference back in January.
Yes, I remember that.
It happened and I'm glad we did it. But here's the thing.
Weren't you the first one, or was ISA the first one?
They were around the same time-ish. Yeah. We were both around the same time. You know, how's that?
Yeah. Thank you for feeling the way, because the first couple ones were rough.
Well, yeah, and being virtual was a pain in the butt, but TCI managed to, I mean, there was like a virtual trade show for.
Yep. We tried, right? So here's the thing, right? You're going to try, and sometimes it's going to work great, and sometimes it's not going to work great. Yeah. But the lessons that we learned from that, we were able to translate to TCI Expo. So like all the education here, everything's already been taped. So everybody can go home and watch all of their education. They can get their CEUs. Yeah, we have a whole digital access platform.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Even though you guys got a great attendance this year.
Breaking records.
Yeah, I think you've done an amazing job. I haven't. Was it free to the expo inside?
Yep.
Obviously, paper classes. Amazing for local arborists that really can't manage it. But that was a great thing that you did to the industry to say, everybody's tough. It's tough right now. Just come to trade show.
And just meet with your people.
Meet with your people. And that's something that, you know, let's get kind of looking at TCI, that's something that, that you guys do that not many other associations do. Free admission to the expo floor.
Yes.
So who is the brainchild? Who is the mastermind of that? I think I know kind of the reason why. But to spearhead that in an industry that's so bottom dollar, bottom line focused is pretty cool.
Yeah, we have, I mean, we have a great marketing team. Give them the shout out for pitching that. And I would say that one of the other things about TCI, you know, a bunch of our staffers, Joe, we have a really strong staff that's really, really dedicated. So when we were planning this expo, we were really thinking about all of the factors. As a team, we were like, okay, what are we going to do? How can we make this more accessible? What can we try new? Can we streamline our registration process so it's touchless, so that people who maybe aren't comfortable engaging super close with other folks can do that? We were really trying a lot of new innovative things this year to see what happens, see how it can help people.
Yeah, the kiosks out front, to those that are listening, what Amy's talking about, they had almost like at the airport, when you walk in and you log in and get your boarding pass. So anybody could just walk in and touch on a kiosk pad and then print the ticket out and
get
the
easy
badge and come on in without really any contact, because you're right, you're still at.
Yeah, and luckily we have such a big trade show floor that everybody can spread out if they need to, because it's also the biggest trade show floor we've had.
It's actually, it is very similar to being outside.
Yeah.
So it's huge. How many square foot?
301,000.
Holy cow.
I thought, I'm thinking 20,000. Yeah. Yesterday, the last podcast, I think we're talking about 20,000 square foot. 300,000.
And one.
That's where we're at. We're the one.
You're the one.
Yeah, that's all we needed, you know, I guess when you're virtual and just running off some laptops. But it is amazing when you look around and you can see all the new trucks. I mean, these trucks will never be this clean again.
No way.
And you'll never have this many trucks in one building. And it's really neat to see the different cranes and everything's fully extended. It's just, it's hard not to be a little kid with so much like curiosity and so much energy around this.
We've been in business, I've actually almost 40 years. You still want to jump in and play with it. So, you know, when you're in the right business, when you're still excited after all these years.
Yeah.
We keep bringing it up because I thought it was so amazing that in a previous podcast, we had tarot cards.
Really? I didn't hear that one yet.
To see.
All right.
Met for the industry. And it was more of a, we think there's a spiritual connection with an arborist that you could just bump into a guy or a female arborist and just know them.
Yes.
So we had cards pulled on us. And believe it or not, it was pretty accurate. Mm-hmm. It was amazing.
So I'm gonna have to listen.
I think we're called to serve, and I think you hit a great spot.
Yeah.
And yeah. You are. You know, when we think about TCI, we still have to figure out where
it is. Yeah, where'd the A go?
I still want to keep saying TCIA, but when I think of TCIA, I think of you. I think that I've always known you from TCIA. Yeah, I really worked for a great job to do. So.
It's
you're
very
kind.
Like, I'm Arbor Jet Joe.
Yes.
She's the Amy T. She puts the T in TCI.
Yeah.
There we go.
So where did the A go?
Okay. So the A. This kind of comes back to TCI's thing for the industry. So we're the Tree Care Industry Association, right? So when we were building this trade show, we were purposefully building this trade show for the industry. Not for us. Nothing about us. So we're TCIA. But this is the Tree Care Industry Trade Show. It's not ours. It's everybody's.
Interesting.
Wow, that's good perspective.
But you know that I argued at the company, I was arguing with our marketing department. Because they came out with who's going to TCI. And I'm like, you guys forgot the A. It's TCIA. Like, no, it's not. So I had to get online and actually look. And no, yep, it's TCI Expo.
So it was done intentionally.
Yes.
Could you spell it out for us? Why it was done intentionally. You wanted the expo to be its own thing, right? So there wasn't this, I don't want to say overwhelming presence or direction that it was going to go. You wanted the industry to kind of take it.
Yeah. Correct. And I want to be clear too, that like when we go to history, we should really be talking to like Peter Gerstenberger and Bob Rouse and those folks, because TCI Expo has been around This is, I think, our 21st year, actually. We're celebrating 21.
Let's go a little farther back.
Yeah.
What was the name of it before then?
Well, National Arborist Association.
I'm just checking.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Way back.
Beautiful logo. We should come back with a retro logo.
There we go.
25th anniversary.
25th anniversary.
A retro logo.
If only we knew somebody on the marketing team for the expo.
Can you imagine in 3 years, it'd be 25, the 25th year, you guys could do the old NAA logo. You probably still have the mouse. What's the trademark?
I'm sure we do.
Uh-oh. We're going to have Kara cut that out. We got to, that's top secret.
It's all right. To all of our, thousands of listeners. Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about NAA.
Okay.
I worked for a company, Chaz F. Irish. Chaz Irish is one of my founding partners and fathers.
Nice.
So with my love of history, it's kind of neat. Now, it went from NAA to TCIA. There's nothing in between. Like, ISA's got two other blips in their timeline.
Oh, yeah.
It was the international, it's a National Shade Tree Conference, and then it was the International Shade Tree for 2 years, and it became...
I don't know either.
It's kind of taken on a world of its own.
Yeah, now ISA is ISA. And they have ISA is a big anniversary.
They do. 100 years. 2023, is that when they're celebrating that?
Sure, sounds good. We've got, for folks who are listening, we've got ISA booths all around us.
Yes.
So it's hard for me to not say ISA all the time.
Oh yeah, and then I was on a podcast yesterday. You know Lindsay Purcell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love Lindsay. He's such a great guy. Purdue Forestry. So I was on a podcast yesterday, and as Corey mentioned in the podcast. They're on either sides of us. There's a little gap between Indiana and us. He was chucking candy. I mean, so again, we talked about the brother and sister contest. Yeah. How much fun we had.
Yeah.
Well, and Amy, where do you think this is going to go from here?
TCI Expo.
Where do you think it goes from here?
I think the opportunities and what we could do is possibilities are endless. How's that? So. Where are we? We're at the end of TC Expo 2021. TC Expo 2022 is completely sold out for exhibitors, and we are working on securing additional space. So we're growing, which is really exciting. Our spaces are
going to launch. Where it's at?
Charlotte. We have, yeah.
So it's Charlotte next year, North Carolina.
Yep.
So what are these?
Going back to Detroit.
Oh, I don't know if we're. Here's our problem.
I didn't throw that out so quickly. I'm like, wait a minute.
We made it to Indy. When are you coming back to Detroit?
That was 2004.
Oh, really? Is that?
I started with ArborJet 2003 part time, and 2004 was my first full time.
Okay.
Event was TCIA at the time in Detroit at Global Hall.
Okay.
They did the day of service on Belle Isle, which is the part of the park.
Right.
You're good.
No,
you're good, and we've got maybe 5 or 6 minutes left. But I'd kind of like to hear about what is the vision. Is it just bigger and better, or is it hey, we really want to have more educational opportunities, or we really want to see things go more of a different direction? What are you seeing, or what do you want to see?
It is a great question. Oh, love it, Joe. Love it. So I think here's the thing. I think when we as a staff come back from this expo, that's when we have those conversations again, right? Because it has been 2 years since we did TC Expo, and a lot of this is new. And we come back and we say, okay, what worked, what didn't, and where do we want to go? We have so many ideas as a staff constantly. So space, we need more space. This trade show floor is growing, which is awesome.
That's so cool.
Education. We are really upping our education game. Like I said, everything's digital. So, leaning more into that digital, if we can, to complement. We have a lot more trade show floor education itself. So we have the skills arena, the unboxing ring, the trainer's test kitchen, the tree demo area. So all of these educational opportunities that are scattered throughout the trade show floor. So kind of interjecting more stuff like that, in my opinion, would be great. Everyone on the staff has so many good ideas, and it's just a matter of kind of like picking through them and figuring out what we can do and what we can make work. So I don't have a really great answer for you, Corey, but like,
it's a great direction.
It is a great direction. I think the trend that I'm hearing is a lot more hands-on.
Yes.
So there are other industries where maybe you can kind of take a step to the side and it's purely factual, you know, factual information. Whereas here, like you've been saying, is people can put their hands on trucks. They can actually watch live demos of tree injection or live unboxing.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. I think, you know, one thing that resonated with me at this show is that what a great job you did on locating presenters and how you mix up that group, because you have to hear it from multiple people before residents.
Yes.
But TCI has always done a great job on acquiring the right presenter for a topic. So great job on that.
Thank you.
I looked at your lineup, the all-star lineup of presenters that you guys brought to the
our education team. How's that?
Yeah.
They did a great job.
I got yelled at from some of you guys too much.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
I catch myself all the time.
But I think TCI, you as a board, your education committee did a phenomenal job on mixing up that presenter list and bringing in some international talent that are just incredible, the people that we hear about.
So, yeah.
Great job.
Thank you. Well, and here's a way that we could, like, small improvements, right? We really upped our game. Like, we really upped our game with education this year.
Yeah.
But as we were looking at the schedule on site, we were like, you know what? We need more women. We need more women speakers.
Yes.
Great point.
So that's a point. That's a growth opportunity for us for the future. So it's those sort of small tweaks, acknowledging what we did, but then being like, yeah, we can do better.
Because, you know, you do have women of arboriculture. There is a track on just that. But I think at this point, women in arboriculture, it's just they're amazing. There's so many great women in this industry. And you're right. I think if we could, I'm trying to be politically correct. I don't want to keep overemphasizing women of arboriculture because they're such an integral part. They're arboriculture.
We're all humans.
Thank you. I was kind of trying to be a soft way that, and most of the women arborists that are part of this industry are just incredible.
Yeah. So it takes something special to be part of this.
Yeah. It truly is, which is great about the green industry. It truly is a brother and sister. Everybody's got each other back.
Exactly.
So, Amy, as we're trying to tie a knot on things and trying to bring this to a full circle and a closure, what advice do you have for somebody who's looking to attend the show or a distributor or vendor who's looking to attend? What would you tell them? How do they learn more?
Oh, great point. So the perfunctory pitch that I'll give is just our website, right? Like, our marketing team would kill me if I didn't say that. So expo.tci.org is always the best place to find out all of the information. What happened this year? What's going to happen next year? Access to the digital sessions, if you did that, photos, all of that kind of good stuff. That's the hub. And here's one thing. I'm going to take you in a little bit of a curveball there,
please,
Corey.
Do.
But here's the other thing that I feel like is really important about what sets TCI Expo apart. It's not only the education and all of the trade show floor and everything that we do. What really sets TCI Expo apart is that as a nonprofit and trade association for the industry, when exhibitors come, when they buy a booth, when attendees come, they buy education, all of that revenue that we pull in goes right back into improvements and safety training and workshops for the industry. So when you come here, you're not only, you know, educating yourself, growing your business, meeting customers, you're helping grow the industry. A rising tide raises all boats.
Yeah.
Is TCIA is a nonprofit?
Nonprofit Trade Association.
That's awesome. I don't think I knew
that. Yeah, I didn't know that either.
So when you're supporting us, when you're coming to this trade show, you are actually supporting the entire industry. Again, it's TCI Expo, not TCIA.
I have a hard time. But I love that point. I don't think that a lot of attendees realize that their purchase or their swag or... I see that you guys have a swag booth out there. I think that's the first year you guys had a swag booth.
Heck yeah. And we did, it was a fundraiser for the local food pantry.
Good causes all around.
Yeah, so we talked about swag for the listeners. TCIA, they, you know, their branded merchandise is actually, this is the first time you guys actually had a specified spot where you could go pick up a sweatshirt or a hat or something.
Yep. And it was two fun things there. A lot of the shirts out there, were designed by attendees. We did a competition. So a bunch of the attendees submitted their artwork. We picked three, and then we actually printed their shirts. And then we're selling those shirts, and the revenue that we're getting from that is going to the local food pantry here in Indianapolis.
Oh, that's awesome, Amy. Are there any other key points that you want to get across, or maybe your marketing team would be upset if you didn't get across before we button this up?
I mean, here's the thing. This is you got to be here. You got to see it. I can't convey it to you on a podcast. You guys are doing a great job explaining it. If you've never been to Expo, like, photos don't do it justice. Audio doesn't do it justice. Just come. Just check it out.
It's three-dimensional.
Yeah. It's a vibe. Here,
at least spiritual
smell sometimes.
Smell. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes, but fantastic. Like I said, I love the history of the association. I love the history of TCI. I think you did an amazing job. Thank you guys.
Thank you
for coming and talking to us on the podcast. I hope that I hope that TCI can appreciate Corey and I's effort to raise the bar and awareness of the industry.
Yeah, we're stoked to have you guys here. See, I just did it too. We're stoked to have you both here.
Let's move this industry forward together. You know, we've got the podcast raising the bar. We've got TCI doing their thing. 400 different vendors trying to do their thing. We're all trying to do better. So, Amy, really, thank you for having us. And we really look forward to the next expo.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I love Charlotte. Charlotte's fun city.
I agree. Thank you both for having me. This was really fun.
Yeah, and before we sign off, Corey, I'd like to say a shout out to our sponsor who made it possible for us to be here. So thank you to ArborJet. ArborJet, we don't have sponsors very often, but ArborJet was a big part of allowing Corey and I to be here, to set up to be here. And I just want to give those guys, ArborJet, a great shout out. Thank you, and thank you for TCI for having us here. We've had a lot of fun. I don't know where our stickers went, but we got stickers. Share stickers.
No, but I need one.
Right. Yeah, we'll find
you. Your
okay.
So thank you again to TCI. Thank you. Thank you, ArborJet, for your continued support.
Yeah, no, I can't add anything unless you also want to sponsor us, or you have a business or somebody that might want to get a hold of the show. We're happy to do so. You can find us at discoveringforestry@gmail.com. Thank you so much once again.
See ya.
Right.
Thank you.
Hey, great topic today.
Yes, and lots of good information.
Yeah, probably one of our best yet.
If you enjoyed the podcast or have topics you would like to discuss, please send them to discoveringforestry@gmail.com. And please hit the subscribe button and tell a friend.
Thanks, guys, for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Joe.
And I'm Corey.
Signing out.